How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the impossible question.
Philly's B101.
A new impossible question, $202. Some of us are doing this more than 25 times every day.
What is going on here behind the scenes? Brett is just cracking up laughing.
I will let you know after we get this first guess.
Okay.
I'll let you know what Brett said.
All I hear is Brett just cracking up during Kathy Reed, which is common. This is what happens here.
All right, let's go to Andre.
Hold on. Andre's on three. Okay, there we go.
Good morning, Andre. Yeah.
Good morning.
What's your guess, Andre? Some of us are doing this more than 25 times every day. What do you think?
I'm guessing farting. Like the most silentest farts like ever. Like sometimes, like even if you're sitting down, you just might release like the most slightest. Like it's not even like that huge.
Wow.
It's like the most.
Andre.
Something changed in the toilet, I believe.
Andre.
He has a healthy diet,
Bobby. Your podcast is amazing. It's called Fiber with Andre. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Eating Fiber with Andre.
Eating Fiber with Andre. It's a new podcast.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Andre, sorry. That's not the correct
By the way,
guess.
This sound effect is the buzzer, just so you know. It's nothing else. There you go, Andre.
Okay. All right.
Thank you for calling, though, Andre. Yeah. You were fun.
Yeah, you were a lot of fun.
It was good. What Brett had said right before the red light goes on to go on air, he goes, speaking of Andre's guest, he goes, he mouths it. I have to.
Oh, my God. Brett. There we go, right there.
That's not going to fly with Bobby. Right?
I'll step into the producing studio, Bobby.
Well, that's fine. I'm fine with that.
Go step into
an airtight studio over there, Brett. That's fine. I don't go in that room. You're good.
I think I told you this before. I worked with someone, love him to death, who used to send down.
You said this.
He would pass gas in the elevator and then send the elevator down for me in the morning if he would get there before me.
It's a whole different operation you have here, isn't it?
Yeah. It's different.
Yeah, a little different.
Monday morning, good Tuesday morning.
You've got a co-host that will buy tampons. It doesn't even have a female living in his apartment with him. Yes.
All different.
Keep your guesses coming. 888-333-B101. Some of us are doing this more than 25 times every day. What is it? Some of us are doing this more than 25 times every day. What is it? For $202, we have Jessica on the... Who do we have?
Kim!
We have Kim on the line. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, Kim. What do you think it is?
I'm going to say you say thank you.
Oh, you're polite.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. A lot of people say thank you all the time.
Do you think you're saying thank you 25 times a day?
You know, that's probably a really good guess. I might even say you might say it more.
More
than 25? Oh, thanks, thank you. Is it a combination of the two? When someone does something, you go somewhere, you get a plunger, and someone's helping you out, and like what aisle you're supposed to get that plunger. Thank you so much. I need the industrial-sized plunger for my bathroom.
What about the person that I'm going to have to come over and do it? Because the plunger
you're
going
to really be saying thank you to that guy. Yeah.
Kim, sorry, it is not thank you.
Oh, all right. Well, thank you.
There you go.
Thank you, Kim.
Thank you, Kim. Perfect.
Let's go to Jessica now. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Jessica. So some of us are doing this more than 25 times every day. What do you think it is?
I think it's check the mirror.
Oh, like check, like as you walk by. Do you? Okay.
In the bathroom, you check your... rear view mirrors in your car.
Oh,
I forgot about those.
It's a lot of mirror looking in.
Bobby, if you pass a mirror, do you look at it?
I try not to, but
really?
I do notice other people always stop and like if there's a reflection in a glass coming
Why
out of a store, people
not to?
Because I don't want to look at myself all the time. I'm getting older. You know, young Bobby, I was like, let me take a look. Now I'm like, oh, geez, I don't want to see that now.
Somebody made a comment to me years ago, and I remember it, and it still makes me angry. And they were like, oh, so like self-consumed or something like that. And we were talking about looking in mirrors, and I was like, doesn't mean I'm self-consumed. Like, who passes a mirror and doesn't, take a quick glance?
If I've eaten, I want to make sure I don't have spinach sitting in my teeth. I will look that way, but I don't look at mirrors all day.
You know what I said to him, though, when he said that? I was like, you should. When you pass by, you actually should because you need help. Sorry, Jessica, that is not the correct answer.
Ooh, have a great day.
You too.
You too.
All right, let's go to the last guest of this round. We have Kathy on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, some of us are doing this more than 25 times every day. What do you think it is?
Touching your face.
as I'm like currently
touching her face as we're talking. That's really funny. What timing?
That's a good guess. And that's something I have to consciously tell myself not to do, just like germ-wise and all that. I'm like, oh, wait, stop touching
your
face.
We do it all the time. When COVID came around, they were like, hey, you're touching your face. I think they said like 60 to 70 times a day. So not correct, but something we got to all watch out.
Thanks, Kathy.
Okay, thank you. Thanks.
Yep.
We just said thanks again.
We did say thank you.
We should keep track.
We're probably well over 25 already.
We'll do it again at 9:10. Some of us are doing this more than 25 times every day. What is it? We'll take your guesses at 9:10.
Thank you.
Hey there. I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't. And you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Some of us are doing this more than 25 times every day. What is it? Good morning, Janet.
Good morning.
We've got $202. What do you think it is?
Change your mind.
back and forth. Kathy, do you change your mind that many times, or do you just not remember what we're going to be doing next, and that counts as changing your mind?
No, I definitely change my mind. Like, I annoy myself.
Laura, Brett, Bobby, what do you guys think? Does it also annoy you?
Oh, I thought we were...
Yeah, we're all agreeing that it annoys us, too. But no, it's not it, Janet. Not it.
Okay, thank you.
You got
Bye.
It. I like that, Janet. It's all business. Like, I'm done.
Thank you, but you can try again. If nobody gets it today, we'll see. 888-333-V101. Some of us are doing this more than 25 times every day. What is it? We've got $202 this morning for the impossible question. Some of us are doing this more than 25 times every day. Brianna, what is it?
I guess going to the bathroom.
Wow.
Maybe if you have
more than 25 times a day.
Issues.
Yeah, my dad, who's almost 80, might be doing that.
That seems like a lot,
right? Some moms might, too.
Some moms might, too. You're right. Pregnant moms go to the bathroom a lot. That's true.
I'm trying to think. I do go to the bathroom a lot, but 25 seems...
Seems a little excessive.
I think it depends on how much water you're drinking. Right?
Yeah, that's more than every hour you're going. Whoa.
Sorry, Brianna, not the correct answer.
But Brianna, please see a medical professional immediately if that is happening to you, okay?
Seriously.
No, thank you.
You got it.
Hey, Marisol, what's your guess?
My guess is that we check our smart devices notifications.
Oh, got a text.
Isn't there, can't you see how many times you lift your phone? Like there's...
Oh yeah, you can, Apple does that where you can look at how many times you've actually activated your phone by your eyes just looking at it. I don't want to know.
Oh, I don't want to know either. Mine is definitely over 25.
I did not know that. I don't want to check either. Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
I don't want to know how bad these phones have addicted us because I think we're all doing it. Even here on the show, we'll look around. We're all looking at our phones, a device. We're doing this.
There's so much
phone. For mothers, though, like checking the Class Dojo app and things like that, making sure after school activities
for the kids.
You know, I do that too.
Everything.
I mean, so fast.
I can track my son and where he is. I mean, that's what I mean. There's so much on the phone that everyone is constantly on.
So it's probably 325 times every day. So
I think 25 might be low, Marisol. Thank you.
No problem. Bye, guys.
Bye. All right, let's go to Jamie, our last guest of the morning. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning, Kathy.
All right, what's your guess? Some of us are doing this more than 25 times every day.
I think it's complain.
I guess you're listening to the show, or she's listening to behind the scenes of the show. Oh, okay.
I mean, we all do it sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
I actually, if somebody is like a complainer all the time, I just don't say anything. I stare and then I walk away.
It's annoying.
I just stare.
You give
them the Kathy Romano stare.
Quiet. Like, just quiet. Like, not like a death stare.
I've seen this in meetings.
Look.
You've done this in meetings. You've gotten all quiet and just stare. Now I know exactly. You guys have seen it too, right? She's in meetings. All of a sudden, she goes quiet and she just stares.
Slowly backs away.
And it's usually staring at me.
Bobby gets my eyes in the meetings.
Yep, a lot. Jamie, we love the guests. It's not it.
Oh, thank you.
You got it.
Thanks, Jamie.
Thanks for listening.
You know what else I do, Bobby? Like, if you ever go to, like, return something or you go to a store and you know, you're asking for something or whatever, and they're like, oh, well, we don't usually do that. I just stay silent. And then they'll talk themselves through it. Because if you start talking, then you're done. You're like, oh, you don't usually do that? No, we're so sorry. We don't usually do that.
Keep quiet.
You know, we don't return after 30 days or whatever. I just stay quiet and I let them talk themselves through it because they won't allow the awkward silence. So I just sit there and stare, and then by the end of it,
you get what you
want. I've returned it. I got another free one. That's my negotiation.
Write a book
tactic.
On this. That's a good tactic right there. I'm going to try that one.
I planned a whole event on basically staying quiet, and I got it was a charity event, so I got more money for the charity out of not saying anything while we sat down to go over details. They were like, wow, that's a great deal. How did you get that for us? And I was like, I just didn't say anything.
Could you teach
that's so good.
Could you teach Brett that?
Brett, today for your court hearing.
Don't say it. Yep. Keep it quiet.
Well, we already talked about what you're gonna say.
Now he's not going to talk.
I know.
He's just staring at us. He's just staring at us. $303 tomorrow with the impossible question now that nobody won. So we'll do this again tomorrow at 7:10 and 9:10.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.